We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sneaky Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio along as well. Coming up. Your phone calls at 803-0550 on the... Is it still breaking? We're within an hour, so I think it can be considered to be still breaking. Don Granato relieved of his duties by the Buffalo Sabres. He is no longer the Buffalo Sabres head coach. There is a vacancy and a coach search to come, I assume, unless they make some announcement in the next couple of days, which I would not expect, but who knows? I thought Granato was probably going to be back, and he is not. So... we'll see what we get. 803-0550 for your favorite idea. We can fire that right up, what your favorite idea is. That could be Lindy. It could be, I'm seeing they're fighting on Twitter about Tortorella right now. I'm at a bleep-it point. I'm mentally whatever. You want to do Tortorella? Fine, let's do it. Sick of hearing about it for 10 years. You want to do Tortorella? Let's do Tortorella if he gets fired by the Flyers. Bruce Boudreau. Michael Pekka. Steve Ott, former Sabres that are assistant coaches in other places. I don't think many, if not anybody's favorite idea, is going to be the idea that I am really hoping they don't go for, but might be considered the favorite, which is that they just promote Seth Appert, the current Rochester Americans coach, to be their next head coach. And so let me know who you think, who you like instead. If you like the Appert idea, I have a hard time getting behind myself that as a credible move in this spot. I know some, not all, of course, about how he coaches players, how he interacts with players, how different he is in some ways than Granato. The resume is strikingly similar. It is a player development background that involves college hockey for a long time, that involves the United States Development Program. After Granato was gone, he became the head coach of the World Juniors teams, the World Under-18s, the AHL. Like, it is player development time after time after time. And you do not have the experience that I think I'm going to need to get behind almost anything. Maybe I can be convinced on Pekka. Pekka, because there's a level of credibility to getting Pekka to come back here, I guess. So there's something about him that does interest me. But otherwise, like, he might be an exception more than the rule for me. Otherwise, I am very much in the mood to see the Sabres go for just somebody that's done it. Somebody that has made the playoffs. Somebody that has a resume. That, okay, if you want someone, you can go for your different styles. If you want someone that's more of a, you know, not trying to befriend the players, maybe a little bit more of a hard ass, if you will, then okay, fine, whatever. Do the results come? Does he get results? Boudreau makes the playoffs all the time. Lindy has made the playoffs everywhere he's gone. I'm not a fan of Tortorella, but Tortorella's made the playoffs pretty much everywhere he's gone. You know, these are the Berube from St. Louis won the cup always the Blues were right there. Made the playoffs pretty much every year until I think these last 2 years they didn't. These ideas, the inexperienced first-time coach, you know, it's not like you have to do something different every time. And that was not my vibe the last time this happened. The last time we did a coaching search, the Sabres were on the heels of a first-time coach. They had just fired Phil Housley. And yes, you know, what's the opposite of a victory lap? A loser lap? I'll take a loser lap on this. I was like the first person, before he was even rumored to be there, that was like, they should go call Ralph Krueger. Pull him out of the soccer world, back into hockey, and make him the head coach. I liked that idea. That was a guy who had coached 40 games in the NHL. Basically a first-time coach. Basically a first-time coach. That was on the heels of a first-time coach with Phil Housley. So I don't, by rule, need to go, well, you had an offensive coach, now a defensive coach. You had a defensive coach, now an offensive coach. You had an experienced coach, so now an inexperienced coach. You had a rookie coach, now get someone with a long tenured resume. I don't need to be every other all the time. But this team has gone first-time coach in Granato for three full seasons, a inexperienced head coach in Ralph Krueger, who had only coached 40 games in the league for 2 years, and you had a Phil Housley first-time head coach for 2 years. We are talking about more than half the drought that they have committed to, you know, a certain pedigree of coach. Can you do what other teams would do in this spot, which is go get the most credible coach with the most proven resume that you can get your hands on? Don't go too far with it. You know, I don't need them to hire Daryl Sutter back and like go as old school as possible. Part of the reason I like Lindy is because Lindy is adaptable everywhere he goes. And he has a recent example last season of coaching the second youngest team in the league to the second round of the playoffs and over 110 points. That's part of why I like the Lindy idea. He adapts to what his team is. It's not quite the same. He might hold his players accountable, like some of these other guys we're talking about. And the other part about Lindy is you should be able to get him. I like the idea of them going and reestablishing their credibility, but I don't know how you're getting your hands on guys like that. Is Rod Brind'Amour coming here? I mean, I might believe that they want to try for that. Until the day he signs an extension with Carolina, you try as hard as you can to get him to come here. I just don't think realistically it's ever going to happen. And does Gerard Gallant want to come here? Does Boudreau want to come here? Some of these guys might already be accepting of, okay, that's it, I'm done, my coaching career is over, and maybe there's only one special circumstance that could pull them back in, and there's no way the Sabres are ever going to qualify as that. So it might be tough for them to get a coach like that, which is why I always circle back around to Lindy, because I think it's completely believable that he would want to do it. I think there are better ideas, but are there better ideas that are reasonable? That are realistic. I just cannot believe I'm ever going to get behind Seth Appert as their coach. I just this shouldn't be the determining factor as to who you hire, but who the fan base is not buying back in if they promote the Amherst coach. He might be a great coach. It could very well work, but you're not getting buy-in. You're not getting buy-in this offseason, this summer, if that's the move. It's just not happening. 803-0550 is the phone number. Who's your favorite idea? And, you know, a little bit of looking back on Granato. I think it's a little different than coaches of the past. You think of Bielsma or Krueger or Housley, and it's all negative. Like, I don't even know what I would point to remember the positives with their last three, four, five coaches. If you want to go all the way back to Ron Ralston. Ralston is just the gardener gloves, right? That was the positive thing for him. He wore gardener gloves. That was cool. There's nothing. Granato, it is a realization that they did not achieve what they could have under him and that they hit their head on the ceiling. But the difference that I will always have between Granato and the other failed coaches of the drought, I can look at provable good things that he did. Maybe not, I mean, they, again, did not reach the goals of the team, and that's what matters most. But what he did for Dahlin, Dahlin was nowhere when he took over. What he did for Tage, Tage wasn't even an NHL player when he took over. You might be upset with his season, only scoring 29 goals. He was not in the NHL. He was not a real NHLer when Granato took over. And there are other examples too. There were, on an individual basis, some really good things that Granato did. But it was absolutely time. Both can be true. You can look back fondly on certain parts of Granato's 3 years as head coach and also know it wasn't a success and it was absolutely time. It had to happen. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Adam in West Seneca. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, so it's funny. I called Bulldog yesterday, and I just threw this in. But, I literally called it. I wasn't even talking about the Sabres. But I threw it in, and I said, it's not working. Sorry, you got to get rid of Granato. And I said, Lindy's available. Why not? I mean, think about Lindy's run with the Sabres. They lost Hasek in 2001. And how long did it take them to rebuild that team? And I threw Darcy in there too, but how long? 3-4 years? How long has it been since we've had a good Sabres team?
It's been
13.
At least.
So, I mean, we brought back Ted Nolan. Let's go. Let's bring Lindy back and get this thing. Let's right this ship.
All right. Thanks, Adam, for the call.
Thanks.
Listen, Lindy, I think there's a lot here. If you're someone that hears Lindy and goes, are you kidding me? Again, what are we doing here? We're bringing guys back from the past now. That's it. Like, that's not the reason I like the idea of Lindy personally. Maybe for others out there, it is. Like Adam even there, he's saying like the last time they had a good team, he was the head coach. That's understandable. That's not the reason I'm in on Lindy. The reason I'm in on Lindy is what I just kind of went through. Every time he's had a different type of team, he has adjusted his style to that team, and it has worked. Granato just had that test. And maybe it wasn't 100% him, but he had the test. They had a team that lit it up. Tons of scoring. And now it was, can you adjust your style? Can this team get a little bit more defensive, a little bit more responsible? And they tried it, and it didn't work. Lindy, late 90s, a goaltender, Hasek, was his best player by a country mile. And what type of hockey did that team play? Low scoring. Pekka was a Selke winner, right? Defensive. They played to their strength. Their strength was their goaltender. A few years later, out of the lockout, what does Lindy have? He looks at his team, maybe even looks at the new rules, and says, all right, time to light it up. Let's light the lamp. Let's score. Let's score, baby. Power play, speed, skill, small guys, Briere and Drury and Vanek and Afinogenov and all these guys. And they were like the highest scoring team in the league for 2 years and went on two deep playoff runs. Then the team Adam's referencing, the two playoff teams that Miller is backstopping, a goalie's their best player again. What's their path? How do they get good? How do they get to the playoffs? There's got to be some recognition in those seasons from Lindy. Like, we can't play run and gun. We can't fly up and down the ice. We've got to have a little bit of a lockdown mentality. And Miller won the Vezina, and then they made the playoffs the next year too, and they made the playoffs with a goalie as their best player. Then he gets to Dallas. You know, Dallas is just Dallas, right? Like, I'd have to go back and look at, like, what the strengths of those teams were. I can tell you what New Jersey's was, though. Last year, how was New Jersey built? The same way the Sabres were built. The same way this exact Sabre team right now is built is how the Devils were built last season. The Devils were the second youngest team in the league, only above the Sabres. And their team was filled with tons of good, young, offensive talent. Jack Hughes, Jesper Bratt, Nico Hischier, Timo Meier midway through the year. Dougie Hamilton on the blue line. They scored. They were fun. They were fast. Lindy can do it all. And he might take the job, which might be important here. That's why I'm in on Lindy. It's not just for me that he used to be the Sabres coach. That might be how I get him in the door, but like, find me the Lindy equivalent. So let's not make it Lindy. Find me the Lindy equivalent on another team that used to coach another team. Is that Berube? Because then I'm in. You want to change the name? You want to make it someone that has a similar resume, a similar type of ideal that is not just a former Sabre coach? I'm good with that. But Lindy, I think you have to know, would take it. Scott in Tonawanda is next. Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I am not in favor of bringing back any Sabres players, any Sabres coaches, including Lindy Ruff. It's just we need to make a splash this time. It's been 13 years, and we need to bring in a coach with a little bit of experience, or a lot of experience, actually. And this team needs to be disciplined and held accountable, something that I did not see much of at all this season. And I think that's where I am on this topic right now.
All right. Thanks, Scott, for the call. I'm there too. Experience. I'm going to have a hard time getting behind any idea that is another first-time coach. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio, it's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Your favorite idea to replace Don Granato. We'll look back at his tenure as well, as the Sabres have let go of Don Granato. They did not wait long. I mean, it was 15 hours after their game last night ended. More of your phone calls after this timeout here on WGR.
From behind the net, near corner, in front, cuts and scores! Shorthanded goal by the Buffalo Sabres on the penalty kill unit again, and it's a 2-1 Buffalo lead.
Okay, back here on the Extra Point Show. No, Joe didn't suddenly morph into Sal. I'm back. Thank you, Joe, very much for spearheading, taking over the first segment of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Sal was interviewing for the Sabres head coach.
That's what I was doing, yes. I actually have a really interesting story about where I was and what I was doing before I came back here to the station to join the show with you today. Of course, if you're just joining us, breaking news from the Sabres within the past little over an hour. Don Granato, head coach of the Sabres, has been relieved of his duties, along with assistant coach Jason Christie and video coordinator Matt Smith. Kevin Adams will be available to the media at 3 p.m. today. We will have Paul Hamilton at 11:05. I have not heard from Paul that his plan has changed to join us, so I'm going to assume he can, but totally understandable if Paul now is unable to do that because of his duties covering what's going on today. But we had already scheduled Paul for 11:05. I'm here now. You opened the show. Thank you very much, Joe Calley, Joe DiBiase, for being on the first segment. I today was at Lancaster High School speaking to Mr. Hersher's business class. Okay, I'm going to tell you a couple stories about this, and this relates to the firing of Don Granato. About a couple months ago, I had some mail here at the station, and I opened it up, and it was a handwritten letter from a young man named Caden. And Caden said, "Hi, Mr. Capaccio, listen to WGR, big sports fan. As part of my business class, we are asked to reach out to people in industries, different industries, and have them speak. And I'm writing to you, ask you if you can." Joe, this was a handwritten letter, not typed, not on a computer, not a tweet, not an email. I'm like, this is really cool. A kid writing a handwritten letter these days to send this to me, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, absolutely. So I actually called the teacher. I said, "Hey, I got this letter. and we worked it out, and today was the day. So I go to the class today, great group of kids, Lancaster High School, shout out to Mr. Hersher's business class, juniors and seniors, by the way. In the class today, class was from 9 to 9:45, and that's why I said, Joe, I'm going to be a little late to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a Q&A. One young man raises his hand. He says, how many hours a week do you typically work? And I said, whoa, baby, that can range from pretty much in the off season, you're not really doing as much to, hey, it's all the time.
Yeah.
I said, you know, that's what I said. I said, I'm like a doctor on call sometimes. I know it sounds funny to say that, but as a reporter, as a host in this business, you never know when news is going to break. I said, for example, I could look at my phone right now and there could be news. And Joe, I am not kidding you.
You looked at your phone?
I looked at my phone, and it said the Sabres had relieved Don Granato of his duties.
That's amazing.
At the moment this kid asked me, he had asked me probably at 9:25, 9:30.
Yeah.
The news broke at 9:20. I didn't see my phone until I looked at it to show him an example in the class.
Right. And
there it was. There it is.
Released from his duties.
So now I said, wait a minute. And I read it, and I looked at my phone. The kids are like, what's wrong? I looked at my phone. I said, oh, my gosh, the Sabres just fired Don Granato. And these are Lancaster High School students. They know. They're junior, seniors. Most of them are into sports. Maybe not. But they're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So the buzz starts happening in the classroom, right?
Yeah.
The teacher's like, oh, my gosh, right? So now my next 15 minutes is talking about that, too, and the business. And this just happened. And they're like, okay, what do you have to do now? I'm like, well, I got to go back to the station. I'm going to be on with Joe. We're going to do the show. I said, but if it was Bills, I'd be at the stadium. Since it's the Sabres, it'll be Paul Hamilton. He's going to go down there. He'll be there at 3 o'clock. Don Granato's going to meet with Kevin Adams with the media. We'll air that on WGR. Chopin Bulldog will be on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real-life, totally incredible example, unfortunately at the expense of Don Granato, of how it works.
Wow. You couldn't beat that.
No!
For an example, at least.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Now, that is the news. And, of course, yesterday, the Sabres announced Granato and Adams would both speak on Friday.
Right.
When they announced that, the natural reaction from most people was, okay, that means Granato's staying. Bulldog did a lot of his show on that because I agreed with him that if you're not going to announce that, if you don't intend on him staying. Mm. Now, I did say, I guess they could do it and then say, we're going to make an organizational evaluation and down the road. I did not expect it to come before Friday if they were going to do it at all. That's for sure.
Right.
It comes today. Do you think, Joe, there is any chance whatsoever Sabres put that out as some sort of trial balloon to see the reaction that Don Granato will be coming back?
I don't think so. I think it depends. Those meetings usually probably come after they determine the media schedule, right, of the week. Like, it would be, you know, if there's a meeting that has to happen between ownership and a coach, and the media schedule they want released on Monday, but the meeting's not coming till Tuesday, you wouldn't want to release the schedule and then not put Don Granato on it, because then now you're assuming, you know, you've assumed guilt, I guess, in this way. You're assuming a firing. So I don't think it has to relate. Murray, I remember, referenced this earlier, that in 2017, Murray did an end-of-season press conference. He actually got to the podium and did it. And then it was like the next, and he never talked about anything that could have indicated he was about to be fired, and the next day he was fired.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the meeting with ownership didn't happen until after the media session. So I think it just kind of depends when they meet with certain people.
Do you think it's, okay, so this had to be predetermined because they haven't even had exit interviews. One of the things that Bulldog talked about was,
with players.
Right? Yes. Would they want to get any feedback from players before making any move? And obviously they didn't had no interest in that. We're doing this now.
They probably know what the feedback would be.
Which, right? Is?
That the players love Don Granato and they do not want him gone, that they'll do better for him.
Agreed.
That they'll get behind him. I think they know what they would hear. So I think this decision probably comes away from that. Look at the players and how they reacted when there were 100 people, roughly, that chanted fire Granato in a 9-4 game in December. Look how they acted the rest of the season. Like, they loved this guy. So, no, I don't think so. I think this was probably going to happen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Regardless, if you were going to miss the playoffs and the season went the way it did, that this was bound to happen. And also that, you know, they're willing to eat. It's $2 million. It was just reported right around Granato's extension that hasn't even kicked in yet. So he'll get that money, but you know, you have a $75 million hockey roster. $2 million. They buried players in Rochester this year that made $2 million. Tyson Jost cost them $2 million to not play on the team. So I guess looking back, we probably could have thought even more so, like, okay, the extension maybe isn't as big a deal as we think it is, because
they paid Rex Ryan for 3 years at like $4 to $5 million
right,
each year.
Right. I'm sure they don't like doing that.
No.
But nobody does.
It's the business.
Right. They're willing to do it. And again, like the comparable that I just kind of thought of this morning that was always out there is, okay, wait a minute. $2 million right around for Don Granato. They buried more money than that in Rochester this year.
That's right.
And those were players to not play for you, basically. So
we'll take your phone calls on this. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Okay. So now we get to what happens next. I love your segment driving in when I was coming back from talking at the high school. And the names and the situation, and of course, Lindy, to me, is going to be at the top of a lot of people's list. Some people hate the idea, some people love the idea. I typically hate the idea of bringing back someone.
Sure.
Because of you do it because you bring them back and what it meant to the past and the organization. I don't hate the idea of Lindy. It's not my favorite idea. I'm going to give you my favorite idea. My favorite idea, which I'm still unsure of what this situation is, I've looked at it. What is Rod Brindamore's situation in Carolina?
So at last check, I'll do another one right now because I meant to during the break.
Because I keep searching for this. I can't find exactly what his contractual situation is. If he's under contract, not under contract. He signed some deal a couple years ago.
Yeah, he is in the final year of his contract.
Okay.
And the last that I saw, and he hasn't signed an extension since, Elliot Friedman had on 32 Thoughts maybe like a month ago, that they were closing in on a deal between the Hurricanes and Brindamore. But you still don't have a deal. So I guess you could treat it as until he has signed a contract with the Hurricanes, that's the guy you go all out for. Adams has a relationship with him, obviously, from in Carolina. And you try everything you can to get him to come here. That is the most credible idea that you could find. You would reestablish.
That is my number one idea.
Yeah.
You go get Rod Brindamore. Tell him, don't sign that contract.
Yep.
We're going to pay you more than they're going to pay you.
So until he signs it, I think you do that. I just don't think they are ever getting him to come here. If Brindamore wants to leave Carolina, he can have any job in the league. He could. If Toronto is about to fire Keefe if they lose in the first round. You can go coach the Leafs if you want.
Okay, wait.
You can go coach anywhere in the league you want. Are you picking Buffalo?
I don't think that I have to go as far as you say no. If you have a relationship with Kevin Adams, first of all, who you've won a Stanley Cup with, okay?
Better be a pretty strong relationship.
Yeah. But Joe, they have a lot of good young talent. Yes, if you could choose a lot of teams, what?
I understand that
there's this organizational cloud, right?
Yeah.
And they haven't been. You could be the guy to get them. You don't know what it would mean to a coach to bring this team to the playoffs after 13 years of not making it? And you look at that roster and see Tage Thompson and Devin Levi and Dylan Cousins and Zach Benson and all the talent they have, and Owen Power and Rasmus Dahlin.
I don't know how highly their players are seen around the league. Like, Dahlin, maybe. And
youngest team in the league, right?
They are the youngest team in the league. That could also be a thing that it depends. Some guys might like that idea. Some guys might hate that idea. I think I would cross Gerard Gallant off the list because he hates playing young players, and he is not. I would be stunned if he is signing up for the youngest team in the league. Brindamore, I don't know how he is on that front. But You know, their players, like, I don't know what their reputation is around the league. It probably isn't that great. They didn't have a player get to 60 points this year. So if I'm Brind'Amour, like, again, you play the game of, okay, if I want to coach the best players, I got Matthews scoring 70 an hour north, or I'm going to go, Thompson had 29 goals this year. He has one big year. Like, I don't think their players are they rate enough league-wide to convince a coach like that to come here. I'm questioning right now myself if they're talented enough to be a contending team. So are they attracting Brind'Amour? They might not deter him because it's not like it's a barren wasteland here. There's a lot of it. You just don't know what the high end looks like. So I don't know. I can't see it. I cannot see a Brind'Amour coming here.
I'm sure Brind'Amour would love to stay in Carolina, and it's probably going to work out. I think there's more of a chance of the Sabres trying to do that and maybe even getting it done if they really, really put their assets to it as much as possible than you do. That said, you just mentioned Sheldon Keefe.
Yeah.
What if Sheldon Keefe gets fired?
It's an idea you like.
I'm wondering if you like it. I don't know if I love it.
He
did just coach Matthews to 60 goals. 70 goals, right? What's he getting? 70?
Does he have
70 yet? Did he get to it?
He's one away. I think he has one more game. Although Keith's talking like he doesn't even want him to get it. He said it's been a distraction. I hate that. I hate it.
I'm not
worried about that anyway.
But they could wind up firing him if they don't advance again.
Oh, I think he was all year.
Yes.
If you could find next coach fired odds anywhere, it was after DJ Smith got let go in Ottawa. Granato was the favorite, and all year right behind him was Sheldon Keefe,
mm-hmm.
always number two. So I agree. I think if they lose in the first round, I think he's probably gone. It's not my least favorite idea. It's not. He's won, but he's won in Toronto. Like, how hard is that? I don't want to take all credit away from him. So it's an idea, and it's another one where, like, okay, there's at least some proven track record here of, this dude can get you to the playoffs. I'm not worried about him not being able to win the playoffs yet because I'm just trying to get in first. So it wouldn't be top of my list, but that would be a respectable idea, I think.
Okay, I do not want John Tortorella here. I think John Tortorella is a dinosaur. I think the way he coaches, I understand that maybe this group needs a little kick in the butt. I understand that part of it. I am not interested in John Tortorella.
I'm not either. But I will say I'm more mentally open to it than I ever have been in my entire life. Because every single time they've needed a coach, even when they don't need a coach, someone's always out there ready to say, why don't they bring in John Tortorella? For 15 years, that's been a guy.
Okay.
Part of me almost says, bleep it. You know what? Nothing else has worked. Nothing else works. You know what? Fine. You want to get your way and put Tortorella in there, just see what happens? Sure, do it. He does make the playoffs almost everywhere he goes. But I would have a hard time with that.
Okay, here's the other name that I thought of. Feel free to swear at me, yell at me, throw something at me, whatever you want to do. Speaking of the last 15 years and names and people like that, he's only 60 years old.
Okay.
Do you revisit Mike Babcock?
You can't revisit. I don't think you can revisit Mike Babcock. He tried to get back in the league. He got hired. You remember what happened before the season? This was only like a week, so it would have been easy to miss. And I got to pull up the details even myself.
I think I missed. That's right. I didn't even think about that situation that got him fired.
Off the ice stuff.
Yes, yes. My apologies. That's right.
His relationship with other players.
Yes, yes, yes.
So the Blue Jackets. This is a good question, because I've had people on Twitter ask me already this morning about him.
Okay.
Babcock got hired. What? When was it? September 12th.
That's right.
July 1st. July 1st, Babcock was named the coach of the Blue Jackets. They got crushed for it. And then 10 weeks after, there were allegations of inappropriate behavior that actually came up on the Spit and Chicklets podcast. Babcock had ordered players to show him their photos on their cell phone.
That's right.
Stuff like that.
Okay, forget it. I don't want Babcock anymore.
Yeah. So
it was
I think he's pretty toxic at this point. He's radioactive.
Okay.
I don't think I'd want that.
I agree with you. I don't know. I mean, Seth Appert does, it's just the spin in the wheels thing for me. He might be a great coach, as you said, but it's not anything that I'm interested in here. All right, Lindy is the idea I think a lot of people are interested in and want to talk about. We'll take your phone calls as well. 803-0550, Paul Hamilton up at 11:05.
Sabres with the steal. Far side in front. Score! Zach Benson gets the Sabres back to a two-goal advantage again as he taps one in at the near post.
Zach Benson with the final goal of the 2023-2024 Buffalo Sabres season. They win last night over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Let's go to LJ in Rochester. Has been waiting patiently. Hi, LJ. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Just wanted to throw a couple of names in. The first name that popped into my head for the coaching vacancy would be Claude Julien. I'm not sure if he, you know, is still around coaching or would, you know, be apt to do it. Another one would be like Guy Boucher, the old coach for Ottawa and Tampa, now assistant for Toronto, and maybe retread on him and see how he could do.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. We're taking some suggestions on what people feel about the Sabres should do at coach. I think Lindy is the hot name for a lot of people. I think that's kind of polarizing for some. We've seen them reach back in their past before with a guy like Phil Housley. I never loved doing that just for the sake of doing it, but Lindy's also a really good hockey coach, I think. Let's go to Jerry and Kenmore. Go ahead, Jerry.
You know, I'm significantly older than you, and I hear some of these older calls, Sal, and players have changed. And accountability is much different to a young player than it used to be to us. Coaching 101 teaches you right now that punitive punishment does not curb behavior. They know they're supposed to catch the ball. They know they're not supposed to fumble the ball. All you're doing by punishing in that way is usually setting a player back. You have to handle players differently today. Last year, he let them play and make mistakes. This year, he reeled them in a little bit. And it became worse. You want young players not afraid to make the mistakes. So be careful what you wish for in this accountability thing.
I mean, I hear you. I understand and I like that sentiment, Jerry, a lot.
You do have to coach different these days than you did years ago. This is why I don't like the Tortorella idea.
Right. And even Tortorella, I think, has changed some, but not to the degree that I think others have. Yeah, that's why for me, like, I'm looking for more of the resume whenever I bring up some of these names, like the proven and proven recently. I don't need a guy that did it 10 years ago, but someone that's done it recently that gets you to the playoffs. If that's a guy that doesn't bag skate the players or bench them when they're not playing well, then I'm completely fine with that. That to me is the detracting part of Tortorella. Is Tortorella, while he does get results, you know, what happened in Philly this year? Philly fell apart at the end. A lot of it could have been, or a part of it could have been, that he benched their captain when he didn't play well. And did he lose the locker room? That sentiment was out there with him. I don't need that. That's too far in the other direction to me.
Let's go to Bill in Canada. Thanks, Jerry. What's up, Bill?
How you doing?
Thanks.
Where did
you hold on, Bill. We got a bad connection. Go ahead. Try again.
I was going to say that I was kind of disappointed to hear Pato. I had listened to him, and he obviously really knew the game. And he made some excellent comments, but it was time for change. One guy I was going to suggest, I actually played hockey against this guy growing up. We used to call him the Rooster, Bruce Boudreau. He was in Vancouver for a while, and I thought he did a great job, although bringing in Rick Tocchet looks like a shoot. Really good, smart hockey ship there. But Bruce Boudreau is a great communicator. The media would love him. He's passionate about the game. He was a really great scorer in the AHL. He never got a shot at the NHL, but he's coached at the NHL level. And I think Bruce would be a good fit. I don't know if he'll get along with Adams. I don't know if there's a relationship. But, you know, if you get good goaltending, you got good coaching. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, what do you think about Boudreau? You benched him a little while ago. He's been at Washington, Anaheim, Minnesota, and his last stop was Vancouver last year.
The only thing about Boudreau is I think he's pretty old at this point.
69 years old right now.
Yeah, like even Lindy's 65. Right. That works a little bit better. So how long do you think you're going with Boudreau? A year or two? Like, it might just be too late for him.
Give me 1 year of playoffs and I'm good. Then do whatever
honestly,
you want.
Honestly, I would
do
be
whatever
right.
you want after that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll squeeze Mark in here before the top of the hour, then Paul Hamilton. What's up, Mark?
Oh, he's gone.
Mark took off. All right. Well, Paul Hamilton, is Paul good to go? Okay, just making sure. Paul's going to join us here at 11:05. His day changed, obviously, after the news. The big breaking news today here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. The Sabres have fired head coach Don Granato, but also a couple of assistant coaches, which we haven't dug into that part of it yet, Joe, but I thought it was interesting. Two assistant coaches have been fired, including Jason Christie and video coordinator Matt Smith. Matt Ellis, still on staff. Defensive coach Marty, I have to get his last name, I forget, still on staff. There are other people still on staff, and it's interesting.
Mike Bales,
still on staff. Thank you. I'm wondering, you know, in football, I cover football, obviously, normally, and when it happens where you fire a coach but not all the assistants, they say the assistants, their fate will be determined by the new head coach. That's something we'll hear from Kevin Adams later today. In the meantime, Paul Hamilton sets us up for that when he comes back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.